Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Metroscope, an Intercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham, and on the show this time, we're going to learn about all the amazing charity work that the Elks do. On the show this time, I would like to welcome back Kurt Baker. Kurt is the exalted ruler of the Milwaukee-Portland Elks Lodge. Hey there, Kurt.
Hello there.
So the it's the other way around, the Milwaukee-Portland Elks Lodge. They were separate at one time, weren't they?
Well, what happened is the 118-year-old Portland Elks Lodge, 142, and the 57-year-old Milwaukee Lodge, number 2032, merged back in 2015, forming the new Milwaukee-Portland Elks Lodge, number 142.
And where are you guys located?
We're just two blocks north of the Bomber Restaurant, or at the end of the Max Orange Line on McLaughlin Boulevard.
So that's officially, it's kind of right between Milwaukee and Portland, right? Or is it officially in Milwaukee?
We're in the unincorporated section, just past Milwaukee.
There's a really interesting history about the Elks. Tell me about the history. When did this all start? Quite a long time ago.
Oh, it's back in the fall of 1867, there was a young entertainer that came over from England and arrived in New York City seeking his fortune. The day of arrival, young David Vivian was his name, walked into the Star Theater and Chop House for a pint of ale after his voyage. As luck would have it, the local singer did not show up, so Vivian volunteered to step in as the evening's entertainment, and the owner there was so impressed with the guy that they hired him on the spot. Back then, entertainers worked 6 days a week, so there was no drinking on Sundays or dancing on Sundays. It was called the Blue Law. So they would work hard all for 6 days and then get together on the seventh day.
Isn't that funny? There was no dancing on Sundays.
Yeah. Well, that's well. Back in 1867, there was a lot of different laws than we're accustomed to today.
So how did the Elks kind of spread west?
Well, you know, you asked me first about how we really got started. There was 15 of the entertainers got together on Sunday. They brought their own food and drink and enjoyed an evening of song and cheer. They called themselves the Jolly Corks, which was named after a local bar trick, which, if you have another 20 minutes, I'll talk to you about that, but that's another story. In December, one of the original Corks had passed away, leaving the young the wife and the two young children broke and penniless just before Christmas. So each evening, each Sunday, they all got together, and after the party was over, they packed up all the remaining food and collected a few dollars and sent it over to the young family to get by for the winter. That was the unofficial origin of where the Elks came from, was the sharing and the charity. The Jolly Corks grew in popularity over the next couple months. The 15 turned to 30, turned to 50, and in January of 1868, when the group reached over 100 people, the local constables came over and says, "You're going to have to either break up or organize because you're turning into a mob." So on February 16, 1868, the group elected officers, wrote and approved the bylaws, and on a vote of 8-7, officially named themselves an organization as the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks.
So 8 out of 7, a vote of 8-7. I wonder why the other 7 didn't want to be called the Elks.
Well, the loser was actually the Buffalo.
Oh.
And there were a couple of reasons why they didn't choose the Buffalo. One is Vivian, who came from England, was in the Tuvian Order of Buffalo, and they don't want to be associated with another organization. Plus, the buffalo was not really a U.S. Animal. It's bison is what, is an animal, and the buffalo was not originally from the United States.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't want to be the Order of Buffalo, so they just let the... let the Flintstones have that name, Buffalo.
Yes, we all remember the Flintstones episodes.
Yeah.
That's
well,
funny.
There's a lot of TV programs out there that have a lot of parallels to what the Elks, had done over the last 150 years.
Yeah, you guys have done a lot. Tell me about some of the charity work that you do.
Oh, there's so many things. We have both local and state and national charities that we're involved with. For example, some of the national charities are veterans. We have a saying is, so long as there are veterans, the Elks will never forget them. Each lodge helps veterans in so many ways, from our lodge all the way across the country. For our lodge, just as one example, on November 7th, we're going to have an open meeting to honor those men and women who served our country. It's actually at 7:30, and all are welcome, but we're here to say thank you. Thank you for your service. We have some state programs we have. One is the Children's Eye Clinic up at the Casey Eye Institute. This is a state-mandated charity. That means that all lodges in Oregon, all 50 lodges in Oregon, collect charitable dollars and by various means to support the eye clinic to help underprivileged children with needed operations. Yeah, since this program started in 1977, when a member from the Springfield Lodge had to go to St. Louis for an eye operation for his child, when he got back, he says, "That's crazy. Why do we have to go to out of state? Why can't we have it here?" So he started the program, and it flourished from there. Elks always ready to step up and help. Since 1977, we've raised over $30 million for this organization. In fact, they're building a new children's eye clinic up on the hill, and the Elks State Elks Association has committed to raise $15 million for that building.
Wow. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Just one of the many things that the Elks do. We have a lot of state charities. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the Meadowood Springs Speech and Hearing Camp outside Western Oregon. It's up in the Blue Mountains. Elks from across the state raise money to help send children to camp. The camp, and also in Memorial Weekend, 250 Elks from across the state go in to help clear trails and get things spruced up for the summer. It's a camp for children with speech and hearing impairments or problems. They say that a child that goes to a 2-week summer camp at Camp Meadowood is better than having 4 years of treatment and therapy in the city.
Wow.
Recently, the camp has expanded to help autistic children. We go on and on and on. Some of our local ones, the Care and Share Food Program is coming up in December. Throughout the year, we gather food and money donations to put together food baskets and toys for children in the Milwaukee area. I think we delivered over 500 of these food baskets, which include a turkey and canned foods and bread and vegetables and the toys for the young ones. That's a very needy program. We have Backpack Buddy Program. It's another one where we collect food every week during the school year for elementary school children that are in that poverty level. There's a lot of children out there that go home hungry or go home Friday and don't eat all weekend. So they come to school very hungry and they don't eat until the school lunch program at school. So Elks and many other organizations across the country put together these, they used to be backpacks. Now they're bags full of eight meals for the children to eat during the weekend. We have 112 children that we sponsor through our lodge.
Wow, such great work you guys do. So involved in the community.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just
yes.
A little.
Yes, I mean, that's what we're here for. We have, where do I go from here? I mean, there's so many things. We do scholarship programs for children. They all have, every fall, they do, people will sign up, children will sign up, high school children will sign up for scholarship programs, and then we judge them based on their essays they write and their community service that they put together. And everything else that they do, you know, with their, including good grades, and you know, the competition's stiff. Each lodge in the state, actually, each lodge in the country has this program where we award our first, second, and third place boys and first, second, third place girls in each lodge. The first place winners go and compete in the Metro. The Metro, and then they win a little bit more money. The winners of Metro go to state, and then the regional, and finally national. First place winners of the national scholarship program get a free ride through college. I think it's over $40,000 a year that they get with this scholarship program. So we help the needy, we help feed the poor, we help put other programs together. And I think our big one within the local lodge is our Fear Asylum Haunted House.
Hmm, that is coming up, right? It's hard to believe.
That one's coming up in about 10 days here.
we've been having such incredibly nice fall weather that it's hard to believe that Halloween is a month away.
Oh, the ghosts and goblins don't think it that way.
They're coming anyway, right?
They're there and waiting for everybody to show up.
We are talking today with Kurt Baker, exalted ruler of the Milwaukee-Portland Elks Lodge. Now, before we get into the haunt, I want to hear about the lodge itself. You're one of the largest in the country, aren't you?
We are. 63,000 square feet, a three-story building on 5.7 acres of land. A lot of parking, which I know the folks at TriMet use during the day, during the week. And we have a back building, which we call the Annex, which is where our Boy Scouts hang out, and they have their meetings. We have a very beautiful picnic grounds and a full barbecue and restrooms and things like that back there. We have a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, which attracts a lot of new members every year. In our three stories of building, we probably I've been told we have the largest parquet dance floor in the state. We have an 8-lane bowling alley and a beautiful hardwood basketball court and
wow,
on and on. Hard room.
You have a lot of stuff. What don't you have? That's a shorter list.
What we don't have is 6,000 members. At our heyday, about 30, 40 years ago, we had close to 5,000-6,000 members in
really?
This lodge. We'd have a turkey shoot program, which is also coming up in second week in November, where they would not only fill up our parking lot, but they would jam McLaughlin Boulevard. They'd be parking down the streets. That whole building would be packed to the seams. One thing, like all fraternal organizations, is we need new members. We need other people to come and enjoy our facilities, but more importantly, help us with our community and charitable events.
Well, let's talk about that. How does one become an Elk?
Well, there's three main requirements. You have to be over 21 years of age. You have to believe in a higher power. You know, it doesn't have to be my God, but you have to believe in a higher power. And you have to be of good moral standards. That's the three main requirements. Of course, you have to be a U.S. citizen also.
Okay.
Because we are a very patriotic group.
Which yeah, for
touched
sure.
On with veterans and Flag Day and other ceremonies. But and then you come in, we like to have you sponsored by another Elk, and come in, and after you pay a $25 application fee, and check out, which is a pretty simple process. You go through an orientation to find out what we're all about, and then after initiation evening, you are a member in all good standings, with all rights and privileges as any other member, including myself, within that lodge. And it's up to you as a new member to get involved in the different charities and the different volunteer opportunities to make our lodge strong.
And you take, men and women are all involved in the Elks, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's still a few good old boys out there, that, but that's a dying breed. The laws were changed within our order over 25 years ago, I think. And our lecturing night, Jennifer is just a real pistol. She's public relations chairman and does so well, as well as all our other members.
What's your favorite part of being an Elk, Kurt?
The companionship, the friendship, the how people work together and play together. You know, it's like going into the old Cheers bar. You know, you walk in and everyone says, "Norm!" Yeah, everyone says, "Kurt!" Yeah,
so that's great.
We're all friends for a common goal. It's safe. It's it's a safe environment, from especially what's going on out there in the world today. We, for the most part, all respect each other and play fair, play nice with each other. But I think that's the biggest part, and you get that benefit, and the results are more people working together to help out our events. There's just so much to go on and on and on about as far as some of the things that we do.
Well, let's talk about the scary thing that's coming up. You guys are known. You've got one of the most famous haunted houses in the entire area. Let's talk about it. What's going on this year?
Kind of fun, actually. 8 years ago, somebody said we don't have any money. We need to raise money anyway and every way, and did a little research, and someone said, "Boy, that downstairs is awful scary. You ought to have a haunted house." So through due diligence of research, we put one together, and we made a few dollars. It wasn't a lot, but we made a few. But everybody really liked it. And then now we're in year 8, and everybody loves it. there's an organization called 31 Haunts in 31 Days, and they've voted us number one in 5 states for the last 2 years as the best haunt. Now, we don't have the animatronics or the planned scares. What we have is over 200 volunteers coming together, coming out of every nook and cranny to give you a good fright. And the best part of all this, I mean, it's a scary, it's not recommended for children under 13 because it's just too scary.
Wow.
But the best part is the money that you give or you pay for to do this haunt goes back into the community, to our lodge and to our charities. So we scare the money out of you, but then we put it back for a good cause.
That's funny. And the volunteers do a lot of the scaring, right?
All of it. We have no paid staff in our haunt. Everything is out of the goodness of the hearts of our community. We're well known in community. I can't tell you of the 200. I cannot tell you how many high school kids or college kids are helping out with the haunt. We'll have a young. A young adult in the room scaring, but her or his parent will be right next door. So it's a family affair as well. You never know what's going to come around the corner when you come around the corner, because it is quite intense because there's so many people coming at you. our theme this year is called Circus of the Damned.
Ooh.
So I don't know if you've ever seen a circus gone bad, but... this is the time to go see it.
Well, I'm imagining there's going to be lots of creepy clowns around then, right?
Not too many. There may be one or two sprinkled around, but no, this is not a clown event. There's a lot more to a circus than clowns.
All right.
So you'll be surprised, because you are coming through, aren't you?
Of course.
Okay. You'll be surprised when you get down here all the different ways a circus can go bad.
Now, do you participate? Do you put on all the scary garb and jump out of a closet or something?
Oh, 8 years ago, I was kind of the originator of the haunt. So, I not only planned it, operated it, but I was always decked out. Now, it's more of a cameo effect. Yes, I do. I can't make it every night, but I am there several nights with the full outfit on, and I will attempt to see if I can make you run a little bit.
And a lot of the scaring happens inside the lodge, right? And a lot of it happens outside. It's kind of scary everywhere.
Let's just say the haunt starts when you get out of your car.
Mm.
and it ends when you get back in your car. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
So it's not a go into the building, boo, and then go home. It's a full effect of haunt.
This is, sounds pretty creepy.
Well, yeah, I'll get you my haunt laugh here next.
you're good at that. You got some practice. What are the dates and times for the haunt this year?
Well, it's every weekend in October. So starting my calendar, the 5th of October. Set to help me out here.
Yep, that Friday is the 5th. Friday the 5th.
Yeah, Friday the 5th is opening night. Fridays and Saturdays at 7 to 11 p.m. Sundays at 6 to 9 p.m. So when you get the school kids back home and before curfew. But every weekend, and I always suggest folks come in early because those lines do get long, especially later in the month. If you really want the full effect, come in the first weekend or the first two weekends and enjoy the full haunt and not have to stand in the little longer lines. The cost is only $15 per person. There is some $2 coupons floating around out there, so keep an eye out for those. And I believe Portland Perks is doing a promotion with us as well. So you can listen to the radio for the Portland Perks so you can get them at half price.
That's great. It's going to be a good one this year. I just have this feeling that it's going to be extra terrifying.
Well, they said that you guys are good. What are you going to do next year to step it up? And everybody that's putting it together are kind of smiling, saying, yes, I think we have.
Are tickets available on site? Is that where you get them, or can you buy them in advance?
This is where I'm not absolutely positive on the advance. Yes, you can buy them on site, come down and pick them up. I know they were working on it on site, but I did not get that information.
All right.
Keep an eye open. You can check us out at Fear Asylum, which is our Facebook page, or Fear Asylum Haunted Attraction.com is our website. You can call the office, lodge office at 503-654-9588.
Are you still?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still looking for volunteers to help out with the haunt this year?
Volunteers are always needed. This is a very secure haunted house, which means we have to get information, and every person has to fill out a form. Children under the age of, I think, 18 have to have a parental permission slip. We do background checks for folks when they're volunteering, and you have to go to at least one orientation meeting before you're allowed to go in as the haunt. They do require for volunteers to commit at least 6 nights in order to do this. Like I said, this is very popular, and there's a lot of people that want to participate.
Yeah.
But there are rules and regulations that we adhere to. Our best friend is the state fire marshal. We make sure that everything is up to code and that we obey all laws, rules, and regulations that are required on us on haunted houses. So,
and with the money raised during the haunt this year, what do you guys do with that money?
Well, we put it back into our charity events. We dole out a lot of the different funds with the different charities as we talked about earlier. We have a program where if you're doing a charity event within the lodge, we'll actually match the charity. For let's say Karen Scherer makes $1,000 on a charity evening, we'll put an additional $1,000 against that charity, so an incentive to grow the money. But long story short, all the money we raise goes back into our lodge and back into the charities that we work on and help the community with.
Awesome. So this year it's Circus of the Damned. Give me the dates one more time. When can we get scared at the Milwaukee Portland Elks Lodge?
Yeah, starting October 5, 6, and 7, and 12, 13, 14, 19, 20, 21, 26, 27, and the final is the 28th.
So every weekend in the month of October, you can get your pants scared off at the Milwaukee Portland Elks Lodge.
weather permitting.
But you don't do it on Halloween.
No. After all, you know, Wednesdays we cut that out, and people wanted to have fun at home. We actually have one that's called a trunk or treat evening. A trunk or treat, which means we are a safe environment. So we'll have a lot of the members pass out candy in the trunk of their car out in the front of the building.
Nice.
So, there's always a half a dozen or more cars out there with the little ones can bring their costumes to our lodge and get some candy.
Well, you guys are always doing such great work. Thanks again for being on the show, Kurt.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to let me talk a little bit about something that we all love so dearly. Don't know if you know about the 2 degrees of Elkdom.
I don't.
That means that everybody anywhere knows somebody that's an elk within 2 degrees. If it's not your father, brother, neighbor, it's your friend of a father, brother, neighbor. So everybody knows Elkdom, and it's just we need more support and more people to step up and help us out. So I ask everybody on your radio stations to come join us and become an elk.
Awesome. We've been talking today with Kurt Baker, exalted ruler of the Milwaukee Portland Elks Lodge. Thanks again, Kurt.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.